Okay, Rabbi Kis, thank you very much as always. I just wanted to add in a Nakuda. You mentioned that a little bit, that a few times what attracted the couple to each other are the things that are later on can be very disturbing. So, but there is such a thing of hashlomas haneshoma, that everybody is looking for perfection. So there's one way of perfection that I'm working on myself to come to the highest level of perfection. But every person has a certain personality. So, and every person is only half a neshama. And the neshama in the Olam HaNeshamas, there's no male and female, there's one neshama. When it comes down to this practical world, it gets split into a male and a female. And they find each other, and together there is Hashlomos HaNeshama. There is they are one unit, one neshama, one soul. Okay, so let's say if somebody's personality is to be very strict, so they are going to be pulled, and they're going to enjoy very much somebody who is very easygoing, and the person who is very easygoing, and so they a few times they feel that things are too loose, too easy. And they will enjoy somebody who is very meticulous, very mesuda, like everything is with a cheshbon, everything is planned out, worked out. So they enjoy each other because there is a hashlomah. There is the other person brings something to me that I don't have myself. Somebody is very serious. So they are going to be pulled to somebody who's more humoristic and takes things more easily, etc., etc. Somebody is very emotional and not so rational, so they are going to enjoy to be together with somebody who's rational, because that brings balance to this one. And so to the other one who is very irrational, so they are missing the emotion, so they are going to be pulled to somebody who is more emotional. So we understand how in the beginning that is very attractive and it feels very good, but then later on, like somebody is very emotional, it's very hard for them to live with a spouse who is very analytical and rational and not emotional enough, etc., etc. So, but if a person remembers that I was pulled to that for a reason, and they bring a certain hashlama, they bring a certain shlemus to me, a certain wholeness to myself. So yeah, so they bring a wholeness, and at the same time, it is challenging, but it is a challenge that's coming from a good place, etc. So to understand that can also be very helpful. Okay. So let's say somebody who's very strict, they are going to enjoy a personality who is much more easygoing. Then when it comes to budgeting, or it comes to parenting, or to deal with different things, those differences are going to come out. And but everything can be worked out. If we have two adults and people that try to be level-headed and open-minded, and to hear where the other one is coming from, and to find the emek hashovet, to find a middle way that I can be comfortable the way I am, and you can be comfortable the way you are, and we can be comfortable as a unit together. Shem should help all of us cultivate.